Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about. Sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us here on a Tuesday. Hunter Reed from Furman joins us at 7:45. Matt Hogue, AD at Coastal Carolina, joins us at 8:05. We're going to preview this weekend's opponents for Clemson in South Carolina. I want to tell you about our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Granger Nissan of Anderson right now, where 368 vehicles are on the lot. It's their year-end clearance right now. 283 brand-new vehicles. Have you noticed that number's fallen? Because they're getting rid of these 2018s. They are flying off the lot right now.
Get you one of those Titans.
Love the Titan. Love the Titan. The kicks are flying off. People are falling in love with Granger Nissan. The last time I was there, it was about three weeks ago. The dealership is jammed, man. There's people in there everywhere. And that wasn't even in August. That was, end of July. It was the last day of July, I believe it was. And I can tell you that they're excited, man. They're pumped. They have these all kinds of great looking models. I love this Armada too. A tailgate machine, get your Armada. But right now, 283 brand new vehicles flying off a lot. Now I got to tell you, stop by today or tomorrow. This is the or Friday. No, let me see. Yeah, 31st. Yeah, Friday. Things are this year in clearance event's going to be over.
A little Labor Day action though.
324-0650, yeah. 324-0650. Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. The Granger Nissan folks, home of the lifetime warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers.
We're off Monday, by the way.
We are. Much deserved Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Much deserved.
We're doing Tiger calls still.
You are?
Yeah.
So you're not totally off?
No, but we're off.
You're taking the day off, not the night off.
No, you got to keep the money rolling in somehow.
Yeah. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. William, hang on, I'm coming to you. In this segment, I have the 42 predictors from ESPN and who they're picking for the national champion. And I will tell you this, Clemson is the number one team of the predictors. Also, I have the experts at CBS Sports and who they're picking for their playoff teams, their national championship. We'll get that in this segment. I want to get into the Ohio State and Texas scandal. And that rivalry that is budding. And I want to talk about the Gamecocks' new helmets in this segment. William joins us on our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Good morning, William. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mickey. How you guys doing?
We're blessed. Us Cleveland Browns fans, we're just very blessed.
Yeah, buddy, I want to get on board with you about the Browns so bad I can taste it.
Come on.
I ain't sold yet, dude. I know they got a running back from Georgia that's built for the NFL.
That's right.
I think he needs to get his groove going. That's about it. And Baker Mayfield, you know, I can't stand him. But, I mean, he's a football player. He's a quarterback.
He's a winner.
15,000 yards in his career. I mean, come on. But can I bring up some old news? I mean, I want to get some things settled, and I ain't satisfied yet. I want to bring up a couple of points about that national championship game. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay, I ain't trying to make excuses for Georgia. They got their butts whipped. Simple as that. I want to make everybody clear of that. There was two valid points that was never brought up. First of all, our front seven did not lose that ball game. Our secondary is what blew up on that game and lost. We agree on that, right? That's who lost that ball game, right?
Yep.
Okay. And everybody's talking about Kirby wasn't ready for two. I agree on that, but there wouldn't have been nobody ready for him, Mickey, because there were no film on the kid. I mean, how many snaps did he take throughout the year? I mean, if they were up 30 to nothing, he might have put him in for some play time, right? I feel like this coming year, if we get a shot at Georgia, we will be ready for Tua Tagovailoa, along with the rest of the SEC that have a chance. And there's only two teams that can even compete with Alabama and the SEC to me, and that's Auburn and possibly Mississippi State. I mean, I don't know if we agree on that or not, but I'm just saying whoever just to watch that tape. And the main tape's going to be the national championship game they're going to get on in. Watch that tape. They'll be ready for him this year. But anyway, I just want to get your thoughts on that, brother, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you, William. I appreciate the phone call. Now, Georgia stood toe-to-toe physically with Alabama. And there's no doubt about that, that it was a secondary that did not play well in the second half against Tua, including the final play of the game, and you know, getting beat there. I worry, first of all, I don't think Mississippi State can beat Georgia. I mean, beat Alabama this year. Auburn can, but they won't do it in Tuscaloosa. Georgia could do it in Atlanta. That said, here's my issues with Georgia right now. Georgia's going to go undefeated in the regular season. Might lose one. They're going to win the East. Georgia's offense will be very, very good with Fromm and with Fields and Swift and Hardman and Goodman and Ridley and Nauta and a very good offensive line. I worry about defense. You lose Roquan Smith, the best linebacker in the country. You lose Lorenzo Carter, Aaron Davis, Dominic Sanders, Trenton Thompson, John Atkins, Reggie Carter, Devin Bellamy. You know, Malcolm Parrish needed to lose, but you lose a bunch of guys on defense. And I'm not sure that there's answers like you just had. You had a special defense last year, a defense that they gave up 16 points a game. I don't think you have that this year. You're going to have to outscore people this year. Now, of the teams you play, there's not a team that has a dynamic offense, in my opinion, that will test this Georgia defense in the regular season. Postseason, your three postseason opportunities, maybe, you'll get tested. But you're right. The front seven stood toe-to-toe with the University of Alabama. And the front seven did a really, really good job there. You held Alabama to 184 on the ground, 4.7 yards of carry. You did a good job. Held Alabama to 20 first downs. You did a good job. No doubt about that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. All right, Mr. Orr 24, I have ESPN's 42 college football experts. I didn't know there's 42 college football experts in the world. And I can tell you this. Let me go over who everybody has here as your national champion. And this list is, I'm not going to go over everybody's, but it's Reese Davis and Kurt Herbstreit and Lee Corso and Desmond Howard and Sean McDonough and Todd McShay and those guys. There's even guys that I've never heard of before. Like Olivia Decker, don't know her. Jake Trotter, Chris Cotter, Anthony Beck, Mitch Sherman. There's people on here that I don't know who they are. With that said, 43 experts. Do you know, Mr. Orr 24, of the 43 experts, how many have Clemson in the college football playoff?
Of the 43?
Yep.
I do know this because I've seen the numbers here. It's impressive, right? All 43 of them have them.
All 43.
In the playoff.
All 43. Of their experts, Mac Brown, Greg McElroy, Marty Smith, Laura Rutledge, Trevor Maddich, John Vilma, Heather Dinich, Ryan McGee, Emmanuel Ocho, never heard of him, Dusty Dvorak, Dan Orlovsky, Tom Luginbill, Andre Ware, Anish Schroff, maybe Rod Gilmore, Olivia Decker, Anthony Beck, Mitch Sherman, Adam Rittenberg, David Hale, Alex Scarborough, and DJ Shockley. Didn't know DJ Shockley was with the ESPN. All those guys picked Clemson. As a matter of fact, I think I'm right by saying this. Only one. Brock Huers got Clemson as the third team. Two other guys. Three guys have him as the number three team. Nobody has him as the number four team. So 40 of the 43 have him in the national championship game. I think I'm right by saying that. Alabama is the pick of Reese Davis and Kurt Herbstreit and Sean McDonough and Tom McShay, some other guys. But Clemson is the number one pick as far as the ESPN guys go. There are other teams out there. Let me tell you some of those. Well, Washington has a couple of guys picking them. Penn State, Georgia. Lee Corso picks Georgia. And Tom McShay and Mike Brown pick Georgia in there. Desmond Howard picks Michigan in there. As far as national championship go, the non-Alabama, non-Clemson picks, Corso has Wisconsin. Desmond Howard has Michigan. Bob Wishon has Georgia, as does Brock Heward. Myron Metcalf has Wisconsin. Mike Corey has Georgia. Everybody else is Alabama and Clemson. There's an Ohio State, a Stanford, told you Penn State, Wisconsin, Washington. There's a Miami. Myron Metcalf has Miami in the playoffs. An Oklahoma, Southern Cal, a Michigan State I see in there now. A West Virginia in the playoffs. But and I think that's all I've got in there. All in all, oh, there's an Auburn and a Notre Dame. See those now in the playoffs. But all in all, is a Clemson is the number one pick of all of those. Michigan won. Two people pick Wisconsin, three Georgia, 14 pick Alabama, 23 pick Clemson.
23 of them.
Are you surprised that it's almost twice as many people picking Clemson as picking Alabama?
23 out of 40 people picked the Clemson Tigers.
That's crazy.
National championship.
It's crazy, huh?
Big expectations.
Yeah. CBS did not go 43. Dennis Dodd, Jerry Palm, Tom Fornelli, Chip Patterson, Barton Simmons, Barrett Salee, and Ben Kercheval of their playoff teams in there. All, let's see what I'm saying. All 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all seven picked Clemson in the playoffs. Chip Patterson does not have Alabama in the playoffs. Other people in this group, Georgia, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Washington, Southern Cal, Michigan. Now, as far as the national champions go, Patterson, Simmons, Salee, and Kercheval picked Clemson to win the national championship. Four of their seven picked Clemson. Palm, Dodd, and Fornelli pick Alabama. Those are the only two in there. I have some overrated, underrated teams in here. So of our, let me see, of 50 people on ESPN and CBS Sports, 28 pick Clemson. I think what I'm saying, four, is it right? No, 27 pick Clemson and 17 pick Alabama. Three Georgias, two Wisconsin, one Michigan.
Des.
Over half of the experts at CBS and ESPN pick Clemson to win the national championship. This is fun, man. This is stinking fun right here. I'm loving this.
As a texter sarcastically gets in, I don't think ESPN hates us anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
it's a very, 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 very good
point. Don't want to hear that nonsense anymore.
No, no. So 27, Clemson, 17, Alabama. I take that as a score, by the way. Clemson 27, Alabama 17. That'd be good to see.
Give me more offense in that game.
We'll see. Clemson football. Oh, by the way, another number on Numbers Matter segment. 3 days, 5 hours, 2 minutes and 57 seconds, but who's counting? Our friends at University Colleges, universitycolleges.com, want you to know, hey, if you don't like your room situation now, if you want to get out now, they can still take you over to University Colleges. If you want to get out in January, they have 5-month leases over Ingalls Crossing and University Colleges. It's several different projects that are out there. The one that I love telling you about more than anything else is our great friends over at Ingalls Crossing. You're going to absolutely love Ingalls Crossing and all the amenities that you get there. You get the doggy park and the resort style pool. Man, we didn't have this when I was in school, I can tell you that. Big widescreen TVs in every single living room. Fitness center. Big clubhouse and all. You're gonna love it. I know people that live there, they love living there. It's safe, pet friendly. You know, in college now everybody's gotta have a pet. We didn't have that. But it's our good friends at Ingalls Crossing University Colleges. To find out more about the best deal in Clemson, it's universitycolleges.com, 784-3400, 784-3400. When we come back, I want to touch on the overrated teams according to CBSSports.com, the underrated teams according to CBSSports.com. Get a little Coach of the Year talk in here. Get a little Heisman Trophy winner talk in here. Also, There is Texas and Ohio State are going at each other's throats in an off-the-field scandal. And the Gamecocks have new helmets. We'll do this when you return for more with Zach Orr and Mickey Plottemore to this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Greenville at BHP. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
These days, people love keeping stats. Calories, shares, likes, steps. But what about a more important stat? There are over 300 fatalities a year due to impaired driving right here in South Carolina. 300 preventable deaths. This is Trooper Wilkes, reminding you and your friends not to drink and drive. And if you see someone about to drive drunk, dial *47. Working together, we can target zero traffic fatalities. In South Carolina, it's sober or slammer. Brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Tackle the day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Mickey Fowler here. It's almost back to school time. Get those summer messes cleaned up with Zero Res. Three rooms clean for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey. Insanely clean carpets with Zero Res. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials.
It's Ford Truck Month at George Coleman Ford with incredible deals on F-150s like a 2018 XLT Crew Cab. 36-month lease at just $399 a month. Trucks do cost less than Traveler's Rest. You heard me right. A 2018 XLT Crew Cab, 36-month lease at just $399 a month. George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less than Traveler's Rest.
With approved credit, 10,500 miles per year, 2,900 due at signing. Offer good through September 4th.
Local Q will make your next event one to remember. Let us bring the Q to you, offering full-service catering functions or drop-off self-service events. We'll bring our famous barbecue to you and help you kick off the fun with cornhole, giant Jenga, or some classic board games. When you want to make it a party, Local Q is what you do. Learn more now online at localq.com. Beer, barbecue, and board games. It all comes together with Local Q.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
First things first, I'm the realest, realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Wednesday. Time for now for a Palmetto Golf Report brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. The bottom line at Palmetto Dunes is that the fall, I think, is the best time of year. I mean, spring, you get excited about it. You still have some cooler days here. The fall's the best weather. The fall's where the golf course, I think, looks the best. And I know you get busy with other things, but when the Tigers are out of town, the Gamecocks out of town, Bulldogs out of town, or you know, those are great places to watch all these games, too. Open dates. And just a good time of year in the fall. I love the fall in Hilton Head Island and Palmetto Dunes. I want to encourage you, make your reservations at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Go to it. The earlier you go, the longer in advance you go, the more you will be able to save and get better discounts and better rates and get your tee times even better. So go to Palmetto Dunes, the award-winning, beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. On our Palmetto Golf Report today, good friend of mine lost yesterday at the U.S. Senior Amateur in Eugene Country Club in Eugene, Oregon, going on now. But as I told you, Walter Todd, who from Lawrence, really a great player, and the guy's won everything in the state, ran into Paul Simpson, perhaps the greatest senior amateur ever, from up in Raleigh, North Carolina. So a couple of Carolinians battled out in Oregon yesterday, and Walter Todd fell. But congratulations to him making it to the round of 32. Another very impressive performance by one of the best seniors in the country and really one of our greatest players in the history of the state of South Carolina, Walter Todd. Congratulations on another great event there. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to you by Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Make your fall trip golf plans today at the award-winning website, PalmettoDunes.com. We have Mr. Orr 24. Hunter Reed, longtime SID over at Furman, is going to walk us through the Furman Paladins. He's going to tell us about what kind of club the Paladins are bringing to Clemson on Saturday. At 8:05 today, we're going to have the athletic director at Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, are getting ready to come to Columbia this weekend. Speaking of, he comes on at 8:05 this morning. Speaking of Columbia, Gamecocks have new helmets.
Little script helmets down there now.
A little Joe Morrison.
Florida Gator helmets.
Yeah, Florida Gator, Ole Miss. What is it about the SEC schools that have a little script on their helmets?
You don't like them.
I don't like script helmets.
I don't think they're that bad.
I don't like words and letters on helmets. I like logos on helmets. What I don't know, we'll ask Tony Morrell. Oh, by the way, Tony Morrell's going to join us tomorrow. We had to move him from yesterday. He was kind enough to move to tomorrow. Tomorrow, 8:05. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrator.com, 8:25, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com. Friday, we're at Chick-fil-A. So it's a busy, busy, busy week. I don't like the script stuff. As a matter of fact, maybe outside of UCLA, I don't like any. I like LSU's letters because they do have another logo on it. They have a tiger on it. But quite frankly, it's lazy. If I'm South Carolina, you know what I do?
What?
I go the Hawaii route. I put the state logo on there, the outline of the state, and pretend like this is our state now. We own this state. Remember, NC State does that now. We own this state, whatever. You know, we are the University of South Carolina. We're the state school. I'd put the state of South Carolina on it. But the script, Carolina, it looks like a high school team, like the Midway Giants of Midway Middle School.
I think it looked good. I thought it looked classy.
Classy?
The script is classy.
I see nothing classy about it.
Oh, I thought it looked good.
So you like Florida's helmets?
Oh, yeah.
See, Florida has a great logo in that gator, that chomping gator.
I'm not going to wear these every game. No way.
You don't think?
No. No, they'll continue to put the old Gamecock on the side there.
When I look at the all-time great helmets in all of football.
Welcome to Williams Price.
What is that?
I saw the intro video again yesterday.
I thought you could do me a little.
Welcome to Williams Price.
And then the little chicken.
Yeah.
Caw-caw!
Is that a caw-caw, guy? Is that a crow? I don't like it, man. I don't like Ole Miss's script. I don't like the Gator script. Do you know this is only the second time since 1974 that the Gamecocks have not had the Block C logo on the side of their helmets? Sean Elliott did the thing with the little feathers going everywhere.
Yeah.
For one game. I don't want letters, though. Give me a logo.
Clemson's never wore tigers on the side of their helmet?
No. No.
I wouldn't hate it. Just for a game.
If it just said tigers?
Just for a game. Just to see what it looks like.
No. See, you identify. Don't it say the Paul says it all?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But they're not going to wear these every game.
Are you sure?
Yes.
They're going back to the other one?
I think it's just an opener, but I could be wrong.
Gamecock John says, just for the opener to encourage new apparel. So in other words, trying to make money by selling new shirts and new hats and all that. Is that what they're doing? I'll put it like this. If you got to come up with something like that to sell new apparel, something's wrong with you. I don't like Pitt and their little cursive writing. UCLA, their little cursive writing across it. That's why you have logos. That's why you have marketing departments come up with logos. Texture said, yeah, it looks like the Chick-fil-A script. It does. Which chicken in Chick-fil-A. Remember when NC State just had the big S on the side? Didn't like that. Give me the big Wolfpack on there. See, like, Zach, doesn't that Wolfpack look better than that script S? I'm not script S, but the big old block S up there. The Wolfpack looks good.
Maybe it's all right.
You're trying to identify. By the way,
it ain't bad.
Really?
It's really not that bad to me.
See, here's your problem.
Yeah.
You pull for the Giants.
Yeah.
And you either got an NY or a Giants on there. Get your logo, man.
Oh, it's classic.
Get your logo. Something that you just... The Giants don't have a logo.
They have the NY. That's the logo.
But NY is just letters for a city. That's not a logo.
New York. Yes.
Yeah.
Just that old city.
Mm-mm. A tiger paw is a logo. A spear is a logo. A little wolf pack. Like Miami has that's a letter. You can't really say that one.
It's not bad, man. It's really not.
It's bad. I don't like it. Again, it looks like Carolina Elementary School and the Fighting Carolina Cougars.
Carolina Cougars. Go Cougs.
Boo Cougs. I don't like it. I'm glad to see that they're only wearing it for one game. I'm sorry to see they're selling out and try to make more money on it.
Let them enjoy it while they can. I didn't understand the release of it, though. Is it waterproof? Could that guy breathe under the water?
I don't know.
Are they swamp monsters?
They're gators.
I was what?
It looks like gators. What? Let me ask you something.
Not a great connection there. It already looks like the Gators uniform with the letters. And then you're coming out of the water.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you've got this great Florida Gator logo right here. Here we go. You got that green gator with the teeth showing everywhere. Why would you not put that on the side of your helmets? That looks better than script gators, right?
It's big. It's gigantic.
It's you're the Gators. You're a picture of a gator, a great gator logo. But you put the side on it, Gators?
Hey,
what?
How many times do you need to see it? It's right in the middle of the field. Isn't it?
Yeah, but so is the tiger paw in the middle of the field.
Okay.
Give me that Razorback, man. That hog. Don't put hogs.
They don't have hogs on their helmet.
Riding.
Do they?
Arkansas, they have a Razorback on their helmet.
Yeah. They don't have hogs.
It's a logo.
Riding.
Right, it's a mascot and a logo.
You're all fired up about this.
Oh, yeah, I don't like it. Don't like it at all. I'm glad it's just one game, though. Gamecock John says that an email, Gamecock Athletics, asking everyone to wear script to the opener. Script Carolina. Just trying to make money, man. Trying to sell product.
How much money are they going to try to move here?
I'll be honest with you. I didn't like the Major League Baseball stuff this weekend.
Yeah.
All you're trying to do is make money. Guys, see if you want of Illinois in plain letters with Illinois underlined.
That looks terrible.
Looks terrible.
Oh.
Yankees. Yeah.
What is it?
The interlocking NY.
It's just the NY.
I'll be honest with you. I don't mind South Carolina's interlocking SC on their baseball. I'd put that on the helmets.
It's stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
Put a Gamecock on there.
Put you the state of South Carolina. Put you a Gamecock on there. Or do the interlocking thing if you want. But Script Carolina looks like a high school team, man. Next thing you know, white helmets. I told you I'm not a white helmet guy. White helmets look like we don't have the money to pay for it. Like, you know what white helmets look like? Like you went to Academy Sports and you bought a helmet and you slapped some logo on it. Give me a break, man. Not doing that. All right, Texas and Ohio State are at each other's throats right now. And I think this is going to be interesting to get into. Tom Herman was the offensive coordinator when Zach Smith went on a 2014 trip to a strip club in Florida, apparently attended by high school coaches. $600 to the trip mentioned in the 23-page report released by Ohio State last week that the assistant coach attended with Smith was upheld from an expense report or withheld from a expense report. Is this a big deal to you? They're trying to smear Tom Herman like he walked into a strip joint.
Didn't Tom Herman, wasn't he the source? Wasn't
no,
the
no guy? He says he was not the source.
But he was
the McMurphy guy.
Brett McMurphy?
Brett McMurphy said Dennis he was not close. The source.
You were all over
Dennis
that.
Dodd. Yeah. Brett McMurphy was not the source either. So, or he said he wasn't the source. You got a problem with it. I mean, some high school coaches are going out. You're trying to recruit their players. I don't like strip joints, strip clubs. I don't like them. Okay. I don't enjoy them. I've never enjoyed them. I will tell you, I've had to go in them before. I've been to bachelor parties before. It's not my cup of tea.
It's incredibly awkward.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's degrading to both of us. It's degrading to me and you.
Yeah.
So I don't like them. Not at all. With that said, I don't hold Tom Herman responsible for any of this. So who cares? He went to a strip bar. So what? Is that the worst thing he's ever done? You try to. It's obvious they're attacking him, right?
Yes.
That they're coming after him.
Yes.
You got an issue with it?
With Tom Herman going to a strip club?
Yeah.
No.
Me either. I'm with you. Ohio State.
Will the NCAA have an issue with it?
At Ohio State in 2014?
Wasn't it with money and recruits?
No, high school coaches.
Just with high school coaches, then
no recruits.
There's nothing here.
Right.
We're just trying to smear each other.
Trying to smear Tom Herman. Swing and a miss, Ohio State. Strike three, you're out. Go sit the bench. Kevin is at Pendleton, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Doing well. Hey, go ahead and get on the Dirty Birds train. You're trying to pick your NFL team.
Yeah.
Never won a Super Bowl. We're going to win one day. And so you can say you were on the train while there's plenty of room, and you were on there before they won their first Super Bowl.
I can't walk hand in hand with Georgia fans, though, and, like, pull the same team. Georgia wears the same colors on Saturday and Sunday. The colors have a little bit to do with it, too. Plus, I always feel like...
Zach says you're a Georgia fan anyway, so that's all right. Well, you can overtly be.
I always feel like this, though, if I go to Atlanta Falcons game. I never feel really safe. I always feel like at any point in time, there could be some major violence going on around me.
But have you been to the new Braves Stadium? I guess that's why they moved it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not been to Mercedes Stadium, and I had not been to Mercedes-Benz yet either. I just know that in the old Georgia Dome, like if I said something bad about a team, I feel like I could get shot at any point in time. Don't like that feeling.
Hey, Mickey, Saturday, what's going to be the reaction when every series Dale Gilbert says, in at quarterback, so-and-so-and-so-and-so?
I told you on the show the other day, if I'm Clemson, I don't let Dale Gilbert announce who the quarterback is because you're asking for a reaction. And, you know,
that's the only position he announces. He doesn't say in at left tackle.
Right. I don't like it. I would do away with it. It's not about who the quarterback is. It's about we're all Clemson Tigers, and I wouldn't do it at all. I'd do away with that one.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that. Hey, when people call in and say Dabo's loyal, what do they mean by that?
That he's a really good guy.
With Kelly Bryant starting, what do they mean?
That means that
he's loyal.
That I don't know. Hey, you've got two great kids, and y'all did a great job of raising great kids. Did you teach your kids anything about loyalty in those 18 years you had them there in the house with you?
Well, we talk about loyalty. I mean, right. We talk about that a lot. But in this situation, I'm not having to pick one over the other. I mean,
my point is this, that loyalty, when did loyalty get to be a bad thing? I think I like being around loyal people. I think the virtue of loyalty is one of our really true values that we should teach everybody. And I don't know how we turn loyalty into a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't think that loyalty is a bad thing. But if it was all about loyalty, how is Potter kicking?
Great point.
Why ain't Spence kicking?
Great point.
Oh, no. Oh, Kevin.
That's a great point.
That's a good point. I know.
Dexter Lawrence started his very first game. Were we not loyal to Jabril Robinson?
Yeah. How did Sammy ever get a start?
Should have been loyal to the wide receivers that were already there.
It's somebody was already there.
I think you play the person that gives you the best chance to win. And I think that's what he's doing.
Right. And
nobody said that he's playing the best quarterback. I mean, I think a lot of people know that Trevor's probably a better quarterback. Man, I love Kelly. I think he's a great leader, and I think he gives you the best chance to win.
Let me ask you this. If and when they make a change, is he not loyal anymore? Did Dabo just all of a sudden, I'm not going to be loyal?
There you go.
Because when he changed from Deshaun Watson, I mean, from Cole Stout to Deshaun Watson, did he all of a sudden say, you know what, now I'm not a loyal person?
And at the time, I mean, I think everybody knew Deshaun was going to be a better quarterback, but Deshaun, I don't know if he gave you the best chance to win to play the entire game at Georgia
right. At
the time.
Right.
Because he had so much stuff in package that they felt he was comfortable to going with.
That's right.
Definitely the better quarterback.
That's right.
But when you say loyal, that means you can't start a freshman over an upperclassman, or you really can't start an underclassman over an upperclassman.
Jay and Greenville writes in.
You're not showing loyalty.
Jay and Greenville writes in, why isn't Travion Thompson starting? That's a good point.
There you go.
Kevin,
enjoy your show.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your phone call. Very good points, Mr. Orr24. You're over telling me quarterback's different. I'm not believing you. Competition at every single position. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. I'm loyal to Prime Lending, I will tell you that. And I think loyalty is a pretty good thing to have. PrimeLendingSC.com wants to help you with your next mortgage, with your next refinancing issue you have, or with your next remodeling issue you might have. If you're buying a home, get in touch with them as well. There's so many great resources on there. I'll tell you this, Prime Lending is one of these companies that if you just start a conversation with them, you'll see pretty early how they're going to differentiate themselves. To find out more about the lending situation that best suits you and your family with great rates, is Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll come back. Hunter Reed, longtime sports information director at Furman, joins us. We'll talk Paladin football and what kind of club the Paladins will bring to Death Valley on Saturday right after this.
September 1st marks not only the end of the wait for Clemson Tiger football, but also an unprecedented 200th episode of the Tiger Pregame Show with Scott Reimer and Kelly Gremlich. Game day starts with the Tiger Pregame Show exclusively on 105.5 The Roar. And we're ready to celebrate 200 fantastic shows with Scott Reimer. The 2018 season kicks off September 1st at 6 a.m. Your Clemson Tigers and the Priority One Security Tiger Pregame Show, brought to you by Granger Nissan, only on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do, and enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. and specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Want to mow like a pro? Then look no further than Carolina Lawn and Tractor. We have John Deere lawn tractors starting at only $1,499. Save $200 on X330 and X350 lawn tractors. Plus, get 12 months 0% interest with minimum payment. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You are unique. The independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group think that your financial plan should also be unique. We offer customized advice and recommendations that you might not get from the big box guys or a robo-advisor with their one-size-fits-all approach. The Kiwi Financial Group can help you accumulate and protect your wealth. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
It's Ford Truck Month at George Coleman Ford with incredible deals on F-150s, like a 2018 XLT with four-wheel drive and chrome package, $10,000 off MSRP and 0% financing for 60 months. Trucks cost less than travelers rest. You heard me right. A 2018 XLT with four-wheel drive and sync, 0% financing and $10,000 off MSRP. George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less than travelers rest.
With approved credit, offer good through September 4th.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Strike three, you're up.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We go to our guest lines now, and longtime Furman Associate Athletic Director and Sports Information Director Hunter Reed joins us. Good morning, Hunter. How are you doing this morning?
Mickey, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
We are. We're blessed. We're looking forward to Saturday. You know, we've been counting this thing down forever, and Hunter, we're looking forward to you guys having a safe trip over. You've been at Furman forever, and you've seen the highest of highs, a few lows in there too, and some great coaches come through. And you've seen the program change an awful lot through the years. My first question is, what about has Clay Hendricks done that maybe some of the most recent guys wasn't able to do? And just maybe how important was it that he went away for a few years out to Air Force and maybe came back differently? How has Clay Hendricks been able to turn his program back around?
Well, Clay, of course, was a very fine player for us back in the early to mid-'80s under Dick Sheridan. He was an offensive guard and, you know, studied and played under a guy you guys know well and Robbie Caldwell. And I'd say the thing he's brought back to Furman is that culture and as far as winning football and knowing how to win and believing, you know, fervently in the need to be able to run the football effectively and defend the run. And he certainly honed those skills over many years at Furman, later as an assistant coach, 19 years, and then went to a school that's known pretty far and wide for being able to run the football in Air Force Academy for 10 years. So he's combined all those elements he learned as a player and assistant coach and brought that back and instilling it in the program now at Furman as head coach. And it's just been a breath of fresh air, a revival of, you know, real spirit and belief in winning football. And it's just a sea change now under his direction at Furman. It's very welcome. Our fans are excited. Our players are bought in. And we feel like really there's a lot of good football yet to be played at Furman under his direction.
Yeah, he's got some guys that I like the fact that he's bringing back, you know, the fans back into it and a little more, you know, the pride back at Furman a lot more over that way. You talk about running the football. Give us an idea. Offensive lines are always going to be a big part of Clay Hendricks' football teams. What does he say about his offensive line coming into Saturday?
Well, he knows he's got a fairly young unit. We only have three seniors in our – we list 28 players on offense going in two deep, three deep at some positions. We only have three seniors, and two of those seniors are at one position at running back. We don't have a senior on the offensive line, but some of those guys got some experience last year as, you know, as sophomores or even redshirt freshmen. So, you know, he's got some guys there with experience. Ideally, he'd like to have a few more juniors and seniors in there, but, you know, you can come out to any practice and you see that although he's the head coach and he has an offensive line coach, he spends a lot of time over there with those guys and he's teaching them technique and they feel like they're stronger physically than we were a year ago. Good summer of, you know, off season work in the weight room. So, you know, and you can, just the look of our guys, they're leaner. They're in the, most of them in the 280, 285 range. They're not the 300 guys, but these guys can move pretty well, particularly at our level. And that's the kind of guy he kind of wants to mold and believes in that can be effective offensive lineman.
Was there a time last year, there's a little bit of a transition period earlier on, was there a game last year in which you kind of saw it? Did you see it maybe in the preseason or maybe in some of those wins, maybe those October wins that you kind of saw, hey, man, this program's turned a corner and we've got the ship righted again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, right from the start, really. I mean, we went over – you know, first game out of the box and really came down to a 2-point conversion play that could have beaten Wofford, you know, on their field to start the season. And we had been smoked by them the year before. So we kind of had a hint then that things were going to, you know, getting off to a pretty good start, although we went 0-3 out of the gate. And then we went up and just demolished a Colgate team 45-17. And then we kind of really got the ball rolling, won 7 in a row. We blew out Chattanooga on their own field. We absolutely hammered the Citadel at our place, I think a week before Clemson beat them. We beat them 56-20. So, I mean, you could just see the confidence coming back into the program, the ability to run the football, you know, and defend the run as well. Our defense was a fairly young unit a year ago, more experienced this year. They started making some strides down the stretch. And, you know, we were playing for a conference championship on the final weekend of the regular season. We lost at Samford. 26-20, we could have gained a share of the league title then after we had been picked 7th in the preseason in both consensus 7th in both polls. So, you know, it was just a revival year. And, you know, we'll look to continue that this year. But no team from SCS going to have a tougher assignment out of the gate than Furman this weekend.
Yeah, and I know this weekend probably won't define you, but one of the things we'll see is the quarterback might have a little more of an idea after Saturday. I don't know if you can get different in experience or different in bodies than what you see in Harris Roberts and Jamar Lincoln. But how about style-wise? And then are you expecting to see 50-50? Or will the offense change with either guy? What's the quarterback storyline for Furman on Saturday?
I tell you what, even though we're sitting here on Wednesday before the season over, I don't know if our coaches know exactly who's going to start. But I feel like I get the sense that as many as three guys are going to play. And they do bring some different things to the table. The only quarterback we have in our program who's been under center or in shotgun in a game is Harris Roberts. He went 9-for-13 a year ago for 110 yards passing. So, you know, he played a little bit, and nobody else has played a down. So, you know, he's been elected a captain. He was getting most of the reps early in the preseason and cracked his thumb on a teammate's helmet in a drill and missed almost 2 weeks of practice. He's back now, but then, you know, he gives us that sense of confidence being a fifth-year senior. He's been around. He's got the respect of his teammates, having been elected a captain. You know, he's not a big run guy. He's just he throws the ball pretty well. Now Jamar Lincoln is more athletic. He can make some things happen with his feet. Probably not as good a passer as Harris Roberts at this point, but, considering our desire to run the football. And then we were a very balanced team a year ago. We averaged over 200 yards passing. I don't want to give you the impression we're out there running the single wing and the wishbone. We're not. But Lincoln, you know, we'll make some things happen with his feet, and certainly hopefully we'll get him to execute our run game side of things. And then we got a couple other freshmen now, one of which, or both of them, may see some action. Darren Granger from down in Conway, 6'4 kid, about 190 pounds. He's got the best arm of the entire group of quarterbacks. He can really hum it. Only played 1 year quarterback in high school. Had been in a car accident his junior year, missed, that full season. Didn't do the camp scene. Feel like that we were kind of lucky to get him. Had he done the camp scene and played more than 1 year as quarterback, we feel like that he would have probably been picked up by, a P5 school or somebody in FBS ranks, certainly. So, real excited about him. And then Ham Sisson, another true freshman from Birmingham, 35 ACT guy, real smart, knows how to run the offense already, but has no experience. So it's kind of a toss-up. I really believe it probably Furman's going to maybe showcase at most three quarterbacks Saturday.
That's great. I knew two. I didn't know a whole lot about Granger. Defensively, it seems like there's a lot more upperclassmen, a lot more of the guys who've been around the program a lot longer on the defensive side. Is that a safe bet?
Oh, yeah. We're more experienced team on the defensive side of football. Got Akil Anur, safety. He's a true senior, played a lot of football. I think he's got 26 starts. And then Jalen Reed, our nose guard, he's started in 25 straight games, 30 games overall in his career. Pretty experienced defensive line. We got two pretty good linebackers, not much depth. And then Amir Trapp, of course, a name that Clemson people are familiar with, looks like he's going to be one of the starting cornerbacks for us. So, we've got some guys who've been around, played some football. And, under Chad Staggs, our defensive coordinator's direction, I really think Furman's defense is going to be a real key for us this year to kind of help us along with a fairly youthful offense until they can find their way. I think our defense, we've got to lean on them a little bit more this year, whereas a year ago, we outscored a lot of people because we have a veteran, fifth-year senior quarterback a year ago that we don't have this year.
You know, I see these adages like, baseball needs the Yankees or Red Sox or NFL needs the Cowboys or Steelers. I think the Southern Conference needs Furman. It's just better. I think the state of South Carolina, we need Furman. I'm glad to have you guys back and winning again. That was a great season last year, and I think you got many, many more. Hunter, I can't thank you enough for coming on with us, man. Continued success. Hope you guys have a great trip over Saturday. Look forward to seeing you guys, and let's talk soon. Maybe talk a little playoffs, a little Southern Conference championship later on.
I love that talk, Mickey. Look forward to it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your time, Hunter.
Yes, sir.
One of the best out there, Hunter Reed, long time. Guy's been doing it since 85 at Furman. Hunter Reed. I don't even know how many years that is. That's just a long time. Good guy, and they're going to bring over a talented football team coming over. Three quarterbacks. Learn something over there. Maybe three on Saturday, including a true freshman. Let me tell you about our great friends at Canty and Canty Foundation Specialists. They want to take care of you if you want to encapsulate your crawl space. My dad's got this water issue at his home right now, underneath his home, and they've got this drainage issue coming down from their neighbors, and so he's trying to do burns and do all kinds of walls and all kinds of drains and all kinds of things like this. Look, I hope there's no structural damage. You don't want mold and mildew. You don't want structural damage at the home. Let Canty come in and encapsulate that crawl space, dry it up. It's a free phone call. It's a no-obligation phone call. Get them a free estimate if they can help you out. It's CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Let them take care of you, and don't let your family suffer with the mold and mildew. Up next is the athletic director at Coastal Carolina. The Chanticleers go to Columbia this weekend. Every Wednesday, we're going to preview the two opponents. Looking forward to seeing what kind of team Coastal brings to Columbia.